I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, when you're out on a West Virginia stream or river, you probably don't pay a lot of attention to freshwater mussels, but they are still an extremely important part of our ecosystem, and keeping an eye on them is an important job, which falls to Kevin Eliason of the West Virginia DNR. Coming up, we'll hear from him on just exactly what they've been up to. West Virginia has 64 species of freshwater mussels, and right now, Kevin Eliason, biologist overseeing the mussel program at West Virginia's DNR, says they're trying to make that 65.
We're currently trying to reintroduce another species in the Ohio River. So once that happens, we'll be up to 65. So,
what species is that you're trying to reintroduce?
It's called Purple's Cat Paw. It used to be in the Ohio all the way up into Pennsylvania, so we're trying to re-extend its range back into West Virginia and hopefully all the way back up into Pennsylvania at some point.
Now, trying to reintroduce a mussel species and fill in the gaps where they've been lost in various watersheds is an important job, but it's not easy. Eliason explains the mussels literally clean up the water, but in some cases, it is to their detriment if the water is heavily polluted.
So as filter feeders, they basically are pulling water in through, and they have siphons. So as they filter water, they are also accumulating anything that's in that water. So, and they also are some species are very long-lived, up to 80 years in some cases. So they've had a long time to accumulate any toxins that are in the water.
The agency's presently in the development stages of a new mussel hatchery, which should be online in a couple of years, to be built at the Palestine Fish Hatchery in Wirt County.
It's a completely new building. It's going to be on the same property, and it's going to be a split facility. So half of it actually will be an expansion of the fish hatchery. So half the building will be for warm water fisheries, and the other half will be for freshwater mussels.
Already a federal mussel hatchery in White Sulphur Springs, and Eliason says this one will help to pick up the slack.
We work extensively with them already, so we hope to kind of divide and conquer as far as propagating mussels for West Virginia between us and them.
So how hard is it to restore and protect a population?
Some are very difficult, others not so much. We, in general terms, we have two kind of mussels. We have some that are long-term brooders, which means they'll hold their young, the glucidia, basically the larvae that need to be inoculated onto fish. They'll hold those for a long period of time. And then we have short-term brooders, which they may only be able to be collected for those larvae in a 2 to 3 week window during the entire year. So those are much more difficult to propagate than the long-term brooders that will hold them for months and months and months.
Well, they're fairly resilient creatures, but their presence in a stream can be testimony to water quality. Their disappearance can also be the first sign that things have gone terribly wrong, thus the importance of mussels in our ecosystem. I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.